Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra, the podcast that we like to put out midweek because we're kind of just nice like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We still cover everything, pretty much.
Pretty much everything.
Give you the gist, at least.
Yeah.
All right. Well. All right. Well, we phone it in, right? All right. So we'll light right on the lawn. We do no preparation.
No, it's just.
No, I'm joking. We do. We love it.
We do.
5 minutes.
Professionals, man.
No, listen.
What are you saying?
I might ease up.
I'll have you know that this is my numero uno priority when it comes to the podcast. I take it very, very seriously.
Yeah.
So you know. Yeah. So how's it going? Midweek. Had a good one so far, pre-recorded, so you know it's speculation at this point.
Well, yeah, that is true. That
prophesize, have you had a good week?
I'm gonna have a shit week. My bank balance is gonna go out the fucking roof. So yeah, I'm expecting to lose a lot of money over the next couple of days.
Oh, your car's damaged, isn't it? Yeah,
then my tooth.
You've all got your tooth and your car. God, it's not your. It's not. Only January the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th.
Fucking
what's
hell
the date?
On Christmas.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Well, I'm hoping everything starts turning around. I think this is it. You need to start sending Taylor some love.
Yeah.
All the listeners. If you've got a bit of love for Taylor, send him a bit of love. He's had a bit of a poo couple of days.
A couple of weeks actually.
It's not good, man.
No, but it can only mean it can only get better.
Yeah, I'm expecting so. So yeah, as always, we're just going to kind of do a bit of a news roundup. Normally I have a top 10, but I've not got one together for today.
That's
so
right.
I know. So maybe next time. It's not really one we can associate with MK Ultra as well, which was the main topic.
True.
If you've not already listened to that, get on it. It's a pretty good episode.
Yeah.
First episode of the year as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're rolling on to a quarter of 100, 25th episode next week.
Yeah,
on Saturday. So it's pretty cool in that respect because like we're chugging along.
We are.
I think some people thought we might have given up by now, but no, we're not that. We're too stubborn.
No.
So we'll be cracking on into the hundreds episodes, I reckon.
Thousands.
So yeah, we're just going to cover a bit of the more light-hearted news, I suppose, and well, say light-hearted because there's just been something come in there that we're going to actually cover as well, which will be probably old news by the time it gets to you on Wednesday.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But do you want to go through that first, or?
Well, 2 hours ago, we just found out that two British special forces are seriously injured in Syria after an attack. This was reported by US military, but the MOD hasn't specified and actually said anything about it yet.
So what sort of attack was it?
Well, it looks like a bomb went off and basically these two soldiers were in the area of the bomb when it went off.
Right.
They're seriously injured, apparently.
Fucking hell. Yeah. So it's little things, though. It's little things that can spark off big things. Hope it just kind of gets sorted out and I hope the lads are all right.
Yeah.
So yeah, fingers crossed on that.
Thoughts to the family
Just think, fucking. I thought they were bringing troops home. Where was it? Where did this happen?
Well, this happened in a place called Deir al-Zor. I think it is.
Deir al-Zor.
Deir
al-Zor.
Al-Zor.
Fair enough.
The town.
And where's that?
That's in Syria.
Yeah, I had a feeling it was going to be somewhere in Syria.
Yeah.
I thought like, so are these American troops or British troops?
British troops. Well,
I was going to say, because if it was the States, I thought Trump had already dragged all them home.
They seen it, they were the first reporting.
Yeah, oh right, okay.
Yeah, they seen the action of what happened and obviously must have gone over and like, you know, tried to help and shit. And then reported it and then some news reporters caught onto it and gone, hey, up. But it's not confirmed by the MOD yet.
Right, so there's been more to come out on
this.
Well, we'll give an update on this as soon as we know a bit more.
Yeah.
It's just been a bit grim for mad stuff like this the last couple of days. I mean, we were saying this on the last episode where there's been quite a lot of news considering it's like the beginning of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
Just weird stuff happening all over the place. Here's a weird one. This kid in France, right?
Yeah.
He's transcribed part of the Hebrew Book of Genesis.
Yeah.
And the Arabic Quran.
Yeah.
Into DNA, and injected it into his own body.
Right.
So one text into each thigh. So I don't know what he's trying to achieve by it.
You can't actually buy the kits to go and do that kind of shit, though.
Really? Yeah. Why? Well, how? Because when I read this and I thought he's made DNA. How the hell do you make DNA?
Well, if you know how to do it.
If there's strands, the process, like gene, yeah, I suppose. But,
yeah, obviously,
I mean,
it ain't going to be as clean a place. It's not ideal, but you can actually go out and buy the kits.
Well, this is the first time that someone's ever injected himself with micro molecules developed from a text, they reckon.
So it must have been going, what's it, AGT.
I've no idea.
There's four letters. So what he must have been doing is going through and going, right, first, right, A, right, now T, right, now A, the next, you know, of any of the letters, and then putting it through, because that's how our DNA works, by them codes, because them codes correlate to an acid that combine that with the other acid changes the element.
I've got a quote from here. This is basically similar to what you're saying there. He says he just needed to buy some saline solution and a syringe, because this vector builder sent me the liquid, and the Protegenic sent me the powder, he told Live Sciences. Vector Builder is a company that creates viruses that can speak to DNA strands in the cells. Mental. That is crazy. Where's he going with this?
Basically, he's being used as a guinea pig.
He seems like he's kind of wanted to do it.
Yeah, like a religious nut.
And he does as well. But I mean, the fact is, he's not chose just one text. He's gone for a plateau of different, you know, spattering of this and a bit of that.
Maybe he's going to go in for a bit of
Buddhism on the butt cheeks.
Wow.
Not that it belongs on the butt. Yeah, sorry, that might be a bit disrespectful.
I would have thought the belly.
We'll go on the belly, yeah. For the Buddha.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so what do you reckon to that then?
Well,
where does it stop?
Well, to be honest, it stops when the person who doesn't want to go much further stops. Because anything can be done, you know what I mean? You
can go and do this stuff. Like religious passages on you, but that just...
He's probably thinking in a different light he's bringing Jesus or Buddha or whoever into his...
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Or he just wants to actually find out what makes you a jolly happy person,
then that's
I think
sweet.
He wants to be a guinea pig. He wants to find out, well, especially at the minute, of
maybe
superpowers.
Maybe he thought he might become enlightened. Super enlightened.
Superpowers, you know, something's going to come along
My special Bible powers.
Bible activity.
Could have glowing hands after 5 minutes.
Like he's coming into parties, changing the water into wine, making fish sandwiches. Do you want a chicken fillet or something?
Nah, fuck the fish.
Yeah.
Ruin the wine.
Any more stories you'd like to talk about, sir?
One side of the planet is warming up, as in the Antarctic.
Yeah.
The other side of the planet is getting very cold, yeah.
Is it really? It's bloody cold here at the moment. It's been in the minuses at certain points.
And minus 40.
Yeah, God, I don't like it. I hate the cold. It makes me not know what to do anything.
I just want to get in a
warm blanket and just stay in front of the fire.
That's a perk of it, though, you know, getting from the cold nice into the warm, and you're like, oh, this is fucking brilliant, you know what I mean? Instead of standing there in the cold going...
Yeah, that's it.
You get a little perk out of it.
I do prefer the winter in that respect, because, like, you can wrap up warm, but in the summer you're at the mercy of the heat.
You can't do that, ice on you and
naked and sit in the garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your neighbours probably don't appreciate that.
No, definitely not. Not when they haven't had the trim as well. Thought we'd seen the bush, eh?
So where are you going with that then?
Nowhere, really.
Alright, well,
just come along.
I've got she's just appeared out of nowhere. She's been absolutely hidden all night.
She likes me.
Story here for you. A man in Des Moines, Iowa. was jailed on Monday after police said he assaulted a convenience store clerk with a banana.
With a banana? What, did he shove it up his ass or something?
What
the fuck?
How can you assault someone with a banana? It's a soft fruit.
He's probably had it in his pocket and gives you money.
I could appreciate if he had a coconut. But that's not assault, is it? So if I just point a banana at you, that's assault?
Yeah, if I didn't know it was a banana, you're threatening me now. So now you're putting me in fear. So because of that fear, you are now committing a criminal act.
He's assaulted him basically.
Well, no, he basically said when the store clerk tried to...
He might have been allergic to it and he knew it.
So he got into a dispute with an unnamed person in a quick trip Monday morning, according to local station KCCI TV.
Right.
When the store clerk tried to intervene, the witness said Tapia chased the clerk around the store, throwing a banana and other items at her. So he did actually accost her with a banana. But the banana seems to be highlighted. The next item could have been like a tin of beans or something, which is obviously more hard hit.
But the fact is,
the funny item is the banana in it. I think that's what the headline.
Better than baked beans, isn't it? Yeah.
He was charged with assault. On person. Basically, he's just
damaging.
Official acts is a third degree criminal mischief. So. Yeah.
He's banks of rights, basically.
He held his banana up and said he did it.
Oh, that's it, he threw it off. Fucking hell.
Stupid.
It is over a little fucking... It's probably over nothing.
We've got another food. It seems... Put some heart and soul into it. No, I'm joking. It is, this is why we get our pizzas so quickly on a podcast night.
Yeah, we like our drivers.
I've commented on this before, and the Domino's near us is absolutely on the point.
I know. Yeah.
It's so fast. I can't believe it. You put the phone down and it's... Domino's pizza driver or delivery driver filmed doing a wheelie down the high street. Sparks an investigation. So a spokeswoman for Domino's called the stunt wholly irresponsible. So the pizza chain has launched an investigation after one of its drivers was caught on camera attempting a motorcycle stunt before crashing in the middle of the road. But this is what makes me buzz when I see these like motorcyclists mooching down the road. Yeah,
tell you it was a bus.
Popping wheelies. I think they deserve what they get if they're doing stupid shit like that. If they come off the motorbike, then good.
What about the guy's pizza who's been ruined now?
That's what I'm saying. I'm more concerned for the pizza. If I rang up the Domino's, I'd be like, where's my pizza? And they said, well, I'm sorry, but our man's been in an accident.
Yeah, he's underneath a bus.
He was doing a wheelie down the street and he's damaged your pizza. I'd say, I don't care. What's that got to do with my pizza?
Yeah, wait until I get on Twitter. You better get my pizza here and I want it in 15 minutes.
Well, it's just fresh. Stupid. He's never been on a scooter before, has he? So it's like he was having a laugh, trying to impress somebody.
Would he be insured as well?
Would he be insured?
Not
right?
Anyone.
Yeah, because he was doing dangerous stuff.
As well, you've obviously lost your job because you're losing your license.
Yeah,
right?
So there's a couple of thousand that you already.
Then your girlfriend's probably going to leave you because not only are you an ex pizza delivery boy,
a jobless
pizza delivery boy.
Yeah.
Then as well.
So then you're going to go out to the pub.
You've just fucked your life up for the sake of a popping a wheeler.
Yeah.
Sort it out, mate.
Idiot, man.
Bang goes his promotion to McDonald's. Yeah.
You're
never going to get stars when you're working like that.
No.
So, no offense. No, if I like to say a pizza guys, it's a noble trade, and these guys who work here, who get out our pizza here every week, buzzing for nice one, guys. Just don't do any wheelies on the way over, because I want my toppings on the pizza, not on the floor. So, other stories. Anything else you want to chat about? I've got one more story. I've got maybe one or two more stories, to be honest, and that's pretty much it for this extra episode.
Yeah.
The world's oldest. Now, this is one we can talk about though, because I'm fascinated with this story, right? Yeah. So the world's oldest person, right, was believed to be Jeannie Clement, And she went into the Guinness Book of Records as being in the oldest recorded woman at 122 years and 164 days old. An all-time record according to Guinness World Records. However, researchers are now saying that the woman claiming to be this woman is actually her 99-year-old daughter, Yvonne. Yeah.
Still a ways, oh, 99 years.
Oh, 99, she's doing well, but she's not the oldest woman in the world that's ever been, is it? It's well, like she's true. Claiming to be. So so what they're saying is that this...
She's not dead yet, though, is she? So she might be able to claim it in a few years.
I think she is, actually, this is how it's all come out, because a new paper published by the ResearchGate suggests that Jean Clement died in 1934... And Yvonne assumed her identity, so the family would not have to pay like insurance, like inheritance taxes. So.
So what is that bill going to the rest of the family now?
Well, no, it's just she claims to be like, well, you can't pay inheritance tax if you don't die. If you're still alive, then you can't lose that percentage of the money. You know what I mean? They can carry on spending the money because mum's still alive. Mum's got not had to inherit to anyone yet, as of yet. Do you know what I mean? And she's going down as the world's oldest woman, so she's never gonna. Do you know what I mean? So that's what they suspect has happened. So there's some investigations collected by mathematician Nicola Zach. And genealogists include an identity card issued to Jeannie in 1930s that doesn't list the same hair colour or height that she used in later life. So they're kind of looking at a few different avenues on how this person could be forging it. But like I say, she's one of... Imagine that, she's laughing, what is true, when she is kind of been...
She's laughing either way,
because she's done what she intended to do.
She ain't lost no money.
She got in the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah, that's true. Well, until they take it out. Well, so at least you've been there for at least a number of years in there, at least.
It's definitely like a story that I thought was pretty interesting. He also added that they checked out the birth certificate of the maid that Janet Clement said she took to school as a child. So this photo of her here, mate, she's proper old. She's supposed to be 120. I mean, she could pass for 122. Yeah. You know what I think? I think what's 22 years?
That's right.
So a mother must have had her when she was like 22, 23.
Yeah.
And then obviously passed away when she was in a bit older.
Yeah.
Smart and old enough and smart enough to realise that she was going to lose inheritance tax and that she'd have to take the identity. So, might have to have a look into an episode where we do identity theft, but like, you know, because it's not like on identity theft, like modern times, to see if there's any famous instances any sort of people who've stolen someone's identity. Yeah. Maybe Prince and the Pauper type deal.
Might be worth having a look into.
So basically, only other story I've got really here is that's basically it. Campaign to change the name of Fire Ants to the Spicy Boys.
Are we talking Fire Ants as in the actual creature?
Yeah, I'm assuming so. Yeah.
Or are we talking like, is there a band out there called Fire Ants?
Yeah. No, I'm assuming it's going to be the actual ants. It's been a big week.
Called Fire Ants for a reason, because when they bite you,
one calling for a second referendum on the UK's membership in the EU, and it's going viral of the spicy ants. The call to change Fire Ants to their rightful name of Spicy Boys. It's 2016.
They're not spicy.
I don't get this article. I really don't get this article.
Why? Independent, mate.
It's the Independent. Are they just surreal these days, the Independent?
Well, I can't trust any of them now.
I saw the headline and thought it might be an interesting story. That's my bad. But do you know what? I think
it's another bit of bullshit that they like to throw out there to confuse people.
Yeah, definitely.
Take your mind off the Brexit.
Yeah, exactly. When we need to keep our eye out for that.
Well, that's it. Well, why mention the Brexit in the first place if you're going to go off topic?
Everyone wants to mention Brexit because it's a topic that everyone's going to.
I don't want to mention the Brexit, but I'm going to let you.
Oh, nice one. Yeah, so, the Lisbon Treaty. Lisbon Treaty. We need to have a look at the Lisbon Treaty because by 2022, we've lost all independence. In the Lisbon Treaty states that soup kitchens, they want to bring back. They want to bring back, 28% of people will be put on the street every year.
That's
we will
now.
Lose 600 soup billion
now,
every
mate.
Year. Plus we have to add an extra 2.3 billion into the economy.
Yeah.
Plus, at the moment we have 6% of the talking vote. We will go down to 3.5. Fisheries we will lose. We will lose. Basically, it is a massive slump down. The Queen loses her sovereignty in 2025 if we stay in there.
Like I say, so by 2025, she's going to be probably long gone, mate.
Yeah, but we still want a
loyal
family
the Windsors,
in this country.
But like, I think like the Windsors can literally say, it's like, you know, if I'm a monarch, then I just turn around and say, nah, that's not why we're doing it now. I'm not. I never signed that treaty, and I revoke it. Because at the end of the day, it's like that's how monarchy works. It's like the king comes along, he gets dethroned, and the next king comes in and says, nah, that was the old king, this is the new king.
I'm not signing nothing.
Well, let's hope that, like, you know, whoever is in power there, probably William, will have a fucking bit announced to say, that's the load of fucking nonsense, I'm not going with that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, so stuff totally like great. That, in terms of, like, the Windsors losing their sort of, like, state sovereignty, it's not going to happen, I think, you know. In terms of like all the other stuff, I do agree. Yeah, it's like this is what this whole why they're trying to get a good deal. They're not going to get a good deal. Though this is the thing. It's like
I think he's going to get suspended because it's supposed to be next Tuesday that the vote comes in.
Well, they're looking for a call on a second referendum, and it's like we don't want one. We've said this. It's like
no.
Well, what are we going to do? Best out of three. And what happens when we say leave again?
Yeah.
So what, you still got to have to go through all the bullshit.
Then
that.
The losers are going to go, we want another vote.
Well, no, but
independent
no, it's like,
one
we want all right, we want to leave again comes up, right? Then they've got to go, right, okay, so we've still got to go and make a deal. Or we've still got to leave with no deal, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's like loads of countries trade. It's like we just go to the world trade
we
rather than the European trade.
Yeah.
Everyone's traded for years. It's never going to change anything.
Well, that's what it was there for.
But they're more bothered about they're more bothered about like car manufacturers and shit, like it's going to cost them fucking more export charges and how much it's going to cost to ship parts because they'll have to pay a premium on X amount of different fucking
bang,
bullshit.
We can make it.
So it's like they're worried about that it's going to cost X amount to make a car or X amount to do this or that.
But
it's
like, a lot more.
So they're bothered about the big companies, they're not bothered about the people.
Ones, yeah.
Why are you bothered about the companies?
You should be
bothered about your citizens.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
This is supposed to be their job. And after the 29th of May, he will be their fucking job again. And then they will
be
responsible
for their actions. Because I can see more than a yellow jacket thing coming on if that is the case.
Definitely.
There'll be a lot of that, but I think there'll be a bit more. And I think people are going to get a bit pissed off now.
Yeah.
So
people are going to get ruly. See, the people who want to vote
I'm sick
again.
Of hearing Brexit. I live here, and it's doing my head in.
Another 10 years, you're going to have this. This is just the beginning. This is just to say, we might do this.
No, you know what's next, don't you? The Brexit.
Yeah,
it'll be like, we're out now. We want the Brexit.
As soon as they read the Lisbon Treaty and they agree with all that, I'll agree with them.
Well,
which no one on this fucking planet would. With all this stuff that, and the army would be gone, navy would be gone, and it's all written down in fucking
black and
white.
Yeah, that's it. If we stay, because that's what they want to do. They want to kind of make a one army, like a European army and armed forces or whatever. Nah,
but
let's just kind of stay as we are.
They think it's better to stay. Yeah. Well, tell me the reason why. You know what I mean? Because you don't actually know what's coming up next.
Yeah.
But if you read the Lisbon Treaty, you will. And if you want that, then you're just wanting to ruin your own country. And why would you want to do that? Yeah. So the only other option is to leave, because they won't agree to anything else. They won't change the terms and conditions, because that's the set of terms and conditions. So, and they're going to fuck themselves at the end of the day. I think we've come out of it pretty rosy, to be honest.
I don't think we've got anything to worry about if we leave, that's the thing. No. But it's like they make it out like we've fucked ourselves up. Everyone's going to suffer.
Yeah.
And maybe to an extent we might, but, you know, it's...
We will to a certain degree,
you're bound to happen. Yeah. It's like we've had fucking more shit than most countries have had. Well, not most countries, but quite a lot of countries. And we still always come bouncing back. We're still one of the biggest economic powers in the world. So, you know...
So I don't know why everyone's worried about it.
If we can come through all that and then still... be up there, then we're doing something right. At the end of the day,
we need to leave, man.
Yeah, right. And on that point, we will be leaving. That's going to be the end of the show for this episode of Never a Straight Answer.
It
covered
is.
So much news in the other episode. You want to check that out? You can give us an email if you fancy on neverstraightanswer@gmail.com or check us out on the social media or on Instagram at Never Straight Answer. And on Twitter, which is probably your best bet to get hold of us, we're always on Twitter, @NASA_never. You can download the podcast or subscribe anywhere on iTunes, on Anchor, CastBox and Google Podcasts and all the others.
Yeah.
There's every single platform, we're pretty much on them all.
Even YouTube.
Yeah, we're even on YouTube, so go and subscribe to YouTube. Still trying to get all the videos up there, though, the previous episodes. Yeah. That's still on the to-do list. But also, if you enjoyed the episode, you can kind of support us and go on Patreon.
Yeah,
and
donate
what you can. We're not asking much, but you know, just
do
what you can there. And every entry, every person who supports us gets entered into every competition that we ever do.
Yeah.
Competition running at the moment. If you wanted to win, Never the Straight Answer mug.
Yeah.
Conspiracy book. And a little something extra as well. That's just all you got to do is donate a quid.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, you can go on Dizzy Jam Never Straight Answer and get a bit of merch. You've got hats, t-shirts, hoodies, baseball caps and mugs and hoodies.
Good wallet as well.
Baseball caps and mugs and hoodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tote bags.
Male, female, boy,
all
girl.
That stuff. Whatever
all
you want.
Sizes.
Yeah. What else is there? Don't know.
No.
I always forget these.
Mike. What do you think?
Anything I'm missing, Mike?
No, you're not missing nothing.
Not missing a beat. Oh, well, that's pretty much it for this episode of Never a Straight Answer, then. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
I've been Michael.
So join us for next week, and hope we'll see you again soon. Have a good week. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.